Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
8:02 on this First Responder Friday. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. Joining us right now from the undefeated, our friend Jerry Bembry. What's going on, Jerry?
What's up, Rob? Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good morning. How you
doing? No big surprises in this year's draft, man. Cade Cunningham said he knew prior to the draft that the Detroit Pistons were selected him number one overall. In your opinion, was he the best player in the draft?
You know, on paper, he's the best, but I'm going to be honest with you. We just don't know. Right. I think that we're in a stage right now where guys come into the league that they're just so young that we have no idea how good they will become. I was looking over the draft list from the last 20 years, and there have been a couple times where we knew LeBron was going to be good. We knew Anthony Davis was going to be good. And Derrick Rose, we knew he was going to be a great number one pick. But, you know, then they got guys like Markelle Fultz, and you got Anthony Bennett and Greg Oden, Andrea Bargnani. These are all number one picks. So we don't know. So anybody who's an expert who says that, yeah, this guy is going to be a star, they don't know. They just throwing stuff at you. That's it.
I think you're right. Hey, Jerry, what about the Russell Westbrook move? I mean, obviously the Lakers got that much better, but I know LeBron must have signed off on this because he runs the teams he plays on. Do you see any potential problems with them down the road, or how do they impact the Lakers?
For Laker fans, having Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James on the same team, great move 4 years ago. I think that, you know, Russell's still a good player. He averaged a triple-double. LeBron still has talent. You know, Anthony Davis, we don't know about his injuries. He's always hurt. If they're all healthy, yeah, that's a solid team, and they can play well together. And I think that Russell will rein his game in. My problem with Russell Westbrook, I mean, the guy plays at one speed all the time, and it's all out. And so in one way, that's not a knock because you want a guy who's going to be all out all the time. But I think a great, great player will have different speeds, know when to rein it in, when to slow it down. And I don't think Russell is that guy. So do I think it could work? It's all depending on whether LeBron's influence over Russell gets him to change his game a little bit. But I will say this about the Wizards. They traded John Wall for Russell Westbrook. John Wall had a contract that was untradeable. No one would have ever thought to get it. So now you get Kyle Kuzma, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Montrezl Harrell, and a first-round pick, the Wizards. A great day for them. They turned John Wall into that. And so they got younger, they got tougher, they got deeper. And so what transpired over the last year for the Wizards has been great. We'll see what happens, but a great deal for them getting rid of John Wall and get that in return.
We're here with Jerry Bembry from the undefeated. Jerry, free agency season coming soon with the NBA right now. What do we know about guys like Kawhi Leonard and Chris Paul?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting because the Lakers have had Chris Paul on their radar as well, so does the deal for Westbrook kind of slow that down a little bit now? You know, we'll see. I think Chris Paul is a good situation in Phoenix. If I were him, I would stay, you know, try to help build that squad and carry them over to the top. And Kawhi is just a really interesting guy. He's almost like a hired gun right now. So, I don't know what's going to happen with the Clippers. It hasn't been great so far. You know, it hasn't met their expectations yet. So I think it remains to be seen. Now, we talk about free agency, and Ed will appreciate this. I'm going to talk about my Knicks a little bit. they're going to have, I think, $50 million to work with free agency start. So let's hope that they make some good moves, the right moves, and get a great player in New York to really help that young team.
It's funny. That's what I was going to ask you, actually, because, you know, guys like Kyle Lowry, Mike Conley, the Knicks need a point guard, and they've got the cap space. I mean, there's other teams like the Mavericks looking for help down there. There's a handful of teams that need point guards. But could you see, you know, possibly Lowry going to New York?
Yeah, you know, I like Lowry, but I just don't – I think from an age standpoint, I think a move like that, to invest in that, means that you want to win right away because, you know, he's probably in the latter stages of his career, and he's done a lot of great things and has been a great player. So I don't necessarily think that that's the guy I want to go after. But the Knicks' plan might be, hey, you know, let's win now. Let's get a guy for maybe 2 or 3 years who can help us win now and help give – the winning mentality to the young people on this team. So if you look at it in that regard, it could be a good deal. But, you know, I think I would like to get younger. But when you say younger, then you mean someone with less experience, and that may not necessarily be the guy to get you over the top.
You know, Jerry, it's funny that Ed asked about Lowry because I was going to throw both of you a little nugget knowing that you're Knicks fans. And my question would be about maybe adding a guy like Dennis Schroeder to the Knicks.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about you, Ed. I'm not a Dennis Schroeder fan. He didn't really impress me last season. And, you know, he has played well during the course of his career. But last year didn't really impress me at all. And I don't know if he's a good fit for that team.
I thought he was one of those guys, you know, and not to beat on LeBron, but they're guys that just don't fit well with LeBron. They just, you know, LeBron likes to dominate the ball. If you're a point guard, you can't be a point guard that wants to handle the ball. And in my opinion, Schroeder's that guy. And I thought it was more the chemistry of him with the Lakers more so than it was Schroeder.
Yeah, I agree. You have to really adjust your whole game to play with LeBron. Uh-huh. And that's, we can mention Russell. You know, can he adjust his – will he adjust his game to make that effective? Because he won't have the ball as much. And Schroeder, yeah, he has talent. He has proven to be a good point guard. I think he's a good defender. I think in New York, there has to be a mental toughness.
I got you.
I just don't know. And maybe he's that guy. I just don't know enough about him to know if he's mentally tough.
No, I would question
really
that too.
Adapt to playing in that system.
I would question that too.
He's 27 as opposed to the other guys I mentioned with 33.
Right. And that's why I went that way because he's a little bit younger. But I do get you on. You're right. Especially playing point guard in New York. You got to have some gonads. No doubt about that. What are you working on right now for the undefeated, Jerry?
You know what? I'm actually working, doing some research on a documentary project that's going to run next February. So as we get closer to that, I'll let you know. It's actually dealing with a Baltimore story. So I'm working on that right now and really excited to be involved with that. So I'm putting the writing aside for a moment to work on that, but I'm sure I'll be throwing some stories out there for you guys.
You're the man. Future. Thank you very much, Jerry.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.